Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Family, friends, and the community gathered Sunday to remember the 8-year-old boy killed in the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School. Will Sharp coached Fletcher Merkel in soccer, football, and basketball. He says he plans to honor Fletcher by living with a sense of determination and a spirit of joy.
How will you keep Fletcher's legacy alive in your life? How will Fletcher's story continue through yours? Fletch, we love you. We miss you. We are different because of you. May your story continue through all of us.
Sharp says Fletcher's life, though heartbreakingly short, was full of energy, joy, and love. 10-year-old student Harper Moisky also died in the shooting that wounded 21 others during Mass on August 27th. Luckily, the final victim hospitalized after last month's shooting has been discharged. Lydia Kaiser, who was critically injured while shielding a younger student, underwent 2 brain surgeries, one to remove bullet fragments and another to relieve swelling. She's now walking and talking, though still requires an additional procedure to replace a portion of her skull that was removed during treatment. Kaiser was the last patient from the shooting to be released from Children's Minnesota. A man is jailed in New Jersey for the alleged fatal shooting of the sister of Minnesota Timberwolves center Naz Reid. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says 28-year-old Tariah Reed was found dead of gunshots Saturday near an apartment building in Jackson Township. Police say the 29-year-old suspect, Shaquille Green, was taken into custody and faces murder and unlawful possession of weapons charges. Investigators say Green was Reed's boyfriend. The Minnesota DNR says Minnesotans need to take the threat of chronic wasting disease seriously. Wildlife Health Supervisor Eric Hildebrand says the disease threatens the hunting heritage and outdoor recreation industry in Minnesota.
Most of the conservation funding in the state comes from license sales. And once that impacts deer and license sales, that can have other trickle effects.
More information on the DNR's website. September is National Prepared Month, and CenterPoint Energy is offering tips for Minnesotans to be prepared in an emergency. Communications specialist Joshua Solis says an emergency kit can be beneficial.
Especially as temperatures start to drop here in Minnesota, could include things like flashlight, batteries, first aid kit, blankets, one per person in your household, and at least 1 gallon of water per person per day.
Tickets in Missouri and Texas matched all the numbers and won the $1.8 billion Powerball drawing Saturday night, but there were 4 winning tickets in Minnesota for nice consolation prizes. 1 ticket sold in Caledonia for $100,000, and 3 tickets were $50,000 winners. Those were sold in Faribault, Hastings, and Long Prairie. The game starts over for tonight's drawing with a jackpot of $20 million. The Minnesota Twins topped the Royals 5-3 on Saturday afternoon to salvage the series finale in Kansas City. Byron Buxton led off the game with his 30th home run, and the Twins play tonight at the LA Angels. This is MNN.